Steve Bug joins us now from Great Lakes Credit Union. Not going to put Steve Bug on the spot. You knew that answer too, Steve, didn't you?
Hey, you always have these great questions, and it's great to listen to all the different answers that your listeners call in with.
Yeah, I hope the listeners agree with that. I always like the stories behind how businesses start. No, really, and I think there is a connection to why I like chatting with you guys so much. Great Lakes Credit Union has a great story. It's now decades and decades old, and you've been merging with other businesses that are now celebrating 100 years. But Great Lakes Credit Union has a great origin story too, Steve.
Yes, we do. So over 87 years of serving our diverse membership across the Chicagoland area.
And you guys started, did you guys start on the base, or you started serving people that served on the base? I forget exactly how that worked.
Yeah, that's a great point, John. So initially, we were serving civil servants on Great Lakes Naval Base in North Chicago, and then started serving those that were coming on base that were enlisted, and then moved off base in the early 1990s and expanded out into the communities in around 2000.
And in the last 26 years now, boy, you really have put community in your backbone of what you do at Great Lakes Credit Union. Nonprofit organization, you guys, as I often say, talk the talk and walk the walk. So when History Month comes along, like Black History Month, you know, a lot of businesses will say they're doing a lot for the black community. And many of them probably are doing some things. But you guys do it year round. You do like to highlight some things you do, but Black History Month is another month in which you help another community, isn't it?
That is right, John. And first, we should remember Reverend Jesse Jackson and his family with thoughts and prayers during this difficult time for them. But if we look at his lifelong journey, really dedicated to civil rights, equality, social justice, and economic empowerment for marginalized groups, I think that means a significant impact to Great Lakes Credit Union as well, because that describes what GLCU has been doing for our 87 years. And to your point, the partnerships we have in many of our communities with other nonprofits really goes back to how can we help those in the community that are not as fortunate as others. And we can do that, as you know, John, through products and services, but it's also through the counseling that we provide, the financial literacy we provide, and really getting to the root cause, which is trying to change behaviors from adults or focus on the youth and start them out on the right behaviors.
I got to say, I was kind of blown away as I learned more about, well, a lot of terrible practices by banks for many, many years in terms of the black community. But how many still black adults do not trust the banking system? And maybe with good reason, too. And how many people over the years I've chatted with that remain underbanked or unbanked and are quite literally stuffing money away. And, you know, again, I don't want to say that they're wrong, because there's a lot of reasons for that, why that legacy has continued. But I know you guys do a lot of outreach to show what you're doing and where that money goes and how that money can stay in communities and grow. And but it is a lot about changing hearts and minds, too.
That's right, John. It's about changing behavior and then also delivering products and services that can get marginalized groups refocused on how they can have a better financial life, because we know if we can help improve their financial condition, they're going to live better, they're going to be healthier, and the community and their neighbors will thrive as well. And I think a good example of that is our partnership with the Leaders Network on the southwest and west side of the city of Chicago, bringing back traditional banking to that neighborhood in partnership with Leaders Network, and one member at a time making a difference in that community. And now we're starting to see revitalization. The Leaders Network is a great, great group that is really focused on those neighborhoods. But one thing that we're very proud of, as you know, a lot of financial institutions would not serve that community and have not served that community for a lot of years. But since we've moved in, we're working with the residents and small businesses. Guess what we're seeing, John?
The banks are coming.
Financial institutions come back to that community.
You're very nice the way you put it. You guys went to an area that had no banks or institutions near it, proved the concept works and this is a neighborhood that has money and has investments to be made. And then, yes, a bunch of stragglers now. I mean, I'm glad they're there, right? I mean, it's important to have banks and credit unions in thriving communities, but you won't put it on your shoulders or the Leaders Network too much. But I'll just say you guys were there first and that's great. And now they have some other options. But I think it just goes to show that what Great Lakes Credit Union does is you identify areas that are underbanked and unbanked. And then you are proud of the growth that not only you are able to provide, but then you are probably proud too that other institutions eventually recognize it as well.
Absolutely. And that's part of our mission-based philosophy of people helping people, not only at Great Lakes Credit Union, but in the credit union industry altogether. And we know if we can make a difference and we can set people up for success, and I all the time hear these great stories from our staff at the Leaders Network branch in Austin, you really step back and say, you know, that is impactful, and that's the value that our credit union brings to the community. And we help out those members and small businesses, and it's great when we can look and see that impact that we're making with them. And you're right. In that community, there is money, and we want to keep that money in that community to reinvest in that community. And that's the focus. Without financial institutions in that community, that leaves. That goes to another community. And the economic empowerment engine moves along with that money. So to keep that money banked in those communities makes a difference. And we're starting to see that in partnership with Leaders Network come full circle.
For sure. I want to talk really quickly to remind people about the Credit Builder Loan. What is that? Because it seems like a great way to help people repair that score, which, as we all know, can help with a bunch of other things.
Absolutely. So we see that there is a focus to help folks either reestablish or establish a credit profile. So our members of the credit union can take out a Credit Builder Loan, and that Credit Builder Loan is $1,000. We provide to them. We keep it in a savings account. They make monthly payments on that loan, and we report that to the credit bureau. So then that builds up their credit score. If they didn't repay that, the credit union's protected because we have that money in essence in savings that we would bring back. But we've seen great success and have very limited delinquencies and charge-offs on that loan. And we have stories where folks have built up their credit. They're able then to go out and get a new car loan. We've had some then that have gotten a mortgage as well. So it's about building that financial journey, but you've got to start somewhere, especially for people that maybe have had a hiccup in the past. This is a great way to reestablish that.
Yeah, I just want to point out, too, that there might be a lot of listeners that they have a bank or an institution they work with, which is great. That's fine. They have good credit. They live in a neighborhood that is not underbanked and unbanked. I just want to make sure that we bring this around to them because, Steve, ultimately, as a nonprofit, you guys show that you guys are putting money in communities and helping people. And you help, of course, members no matter which community they're a part of. But if you're someone listening and this is a value to you, right, the idea of, like, let's help out neighbors, even if they're not my neighbors, in different parts of our city to help build them up. A way to do that is to become a member with Great Lakes Credit Union because the quote unquote money you guys make just gets poured right back into these communities. So even if you're listening to this going, well, that seems great. What can I do? Well, you can become a member of GLCU through your many different products that you have, Steve. And that's how you can as well talk the talk and walk the walk with your banking and credit union decisions. I just made the hard sell for you, Steve, but it's something I believe that you guys really work well on. And I took up the last minute of your time. I'm sorry, my friend.
No, that's great. I couldn't say it any better. And we really appreciate the opportunity to share the story and the passion that Great Lakes Credit Union has, John.
GLCU.org. You've already done some Black History Months. You've got more events coming up, too. And people can go online and find that. And Steve, we'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, John.